Did you know that Gymboree Play & Music offers live online classes? Come play the virtual way. We now offer online playtime classes, and you can register for your first class for free online at gymboreeclasses.com. You're listening to the Parent Pod Podcast by Gymboree Play & Music. I'm your host, Adonica Shaw. The Parent Pod is a weekly conversation about early childhood development topics for parents with children ages 0 to 5. While the content of this show is meant to be informative, it is not meant to replace the guidance of your physician, therapist, or pediatrician. If you're new to the show, welcome! We're excited to have you. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you so much for coming back and for your continued support. So for today's episode, we actually have a special treat for you because we're chatting with Rent-A-Romper founder Lauren Greger about her traditions, her family, and of course, her business. We're also launching our micro-partner program today, which will bring several parent-led companies to the forefront through their partnership with Gymboree Play & Music. Now, we know that things have been difficult for parents and small businesses alike in this last year. And so after considering that impact and how the impact of the pandemic will likely carry over into 2021, if not more so, we decided we wanted to do more as a company and as a business. And so through these micro partnerships, we are connecting people and families, parents to resources and companies that might help make things a little bit of, easier in these months to come. So that said, I'm excited to introduce you to today's guest. Lauren Greger is a mom, a wife, strategy director, soccer coach, and entrepreneur living in California with her two children, husband, and on top of all of that, she has a mission and a desire to save the planet. You can learn more about her business, Rent-A-Romper, online, which is a rental clothing subscription that allows you to donate clothes to them as well as to use gently used clothes from other families in an effort to save the planet. Their company really does provide a resource to families who either need to let go of clothes or that might be looking for things and they don't want to pay full price or they don't want to spend exorbitant amount of money because, again, children go through clothes so quickly. And as parents, we all know how that can add up against our pocketbook. And so I'm excited to introduce her today and I am happy to have her on the show. Enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Parent Pod Podcast by Gymboree Play & Music. I'm your host, Adonica Shaw. Now, in the month of December, we have a special theme here at Gymboree Play & Music. We are talking about all things traditions and how families, how moms, and how parents recognize traditions in the household and in their day-to-day life, whether they're in the United States or they're abroad around the world. We're really interested in dialing in to see what that looks like from parent to parent, mother to mother, and the learning that we can take away from that. Additionally, we are chatting with all kinds of guests about their experience in a time of COVID, in a time of change, in a time of pivoting some of the things that we might have done in the past in an effort to create more balance in our lives and for our families. And so today, we actually have the pleasure of speaking with Lauren Greger, who happens to be the owner of a company called Rent-A-Romper. Now, she's going to get into the details of her company here in a moment, but first things first, Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Adonica. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, I feel like I've already started a little bit about your company, and I'm aware of it because this time of year, what's really interesting, it's like a time when I'm like, okay, you know, I'm looking back at all of the things that my family has experienced this year. I'm looking back on all of the things that we've also kind of accumulated. Because, you know, usually around the beginning of the year, it's kind of like new year, new me. It's like a winter form of cleaning up or spring cleaning, if you will. And so in thinking of that, you know, when I came across your company and your brand online, I was like, you know, this is a really interesting concept in that, you know, they kind of help people to transition
out of old traditions or out of old clothes, so to speak, in an effort to pass them along to other families so that they can be repurposed through your website. And of course, as children grow, they no longer have a need for certain clothes, certain toys. And so I would just love for you to share with our guests for a moment a little bit more about yourself and about your company. And then we're going to take a deep dive into some of the traditions in your family's life.
Great. So I'm Lauren Greger. I am based in California. I am a mom. I have two boys. They're 7 and 5. And I've been always in sort of a traditional job, salaried job, my whole career, working in various industries in the public sector. About a year ago, a little over a year ago now, I really started to get annoyed with the amount of waste, like you're talking about, all the stuff you accumulate as your kids are growing. And some of it's stuff you need, like you need that stroller or that high chair. But after a year or so, you don't need it any longer. And I felt like our house was just getting filled with this stuff. And so that's really where Rent to Romper started, because I felt like the biggest culprit of that was clothing. My boys are really tall, but they definitely grew at different paces. And, you know, their different body parts grow different at different stages. So even the hand-me-downs from boy to boy didn't quite fit. And I was constantly finding myself out at the store shopping or, you know, on a lunch break running to grab something and, you know, turn around a week later and they were outgrown. So I felt like there had to be a way where we could provide convenience for families and reduce that sort of burden in your household of what do I do with all of these things now that I've outgrown them? And I think, you know, going to the traditions piece of what you guys are talking about, my friends and my, you know, network of moms that all have kids, we live all over the place. I have friends in Atlanta and Sacramento and New York, and it's not easy to have that really close-knit circle of just passing hand-me-downs around to each other because we're all over the place. And so I really felt like this could be a way to really bring people together around clothing and actually, you know, have a way to share and reuse clothing as long as we could.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I think is fascinating about this is that, you know, I think that there's kind of this story tradition, right? Of, you know, you're always supposed to try to hand down, whether it's clothes or toys or whatever, from one child to the next, right? And then to your point, you're saying, you know, your boys, they have different growth rates for the both of them. And so what may work for one may not work for the younger one now if their body has changed or didn't grow quite the same way. With your business, was there any consideration given to that particular fact, right? Like that families wouldn't always have kind of this similar growth pattern with their children. And if so, you know, how did you guys reconcile that in your own household? And how did you bring that into your business?
Yeah. So I think in the business first, we provide a capsule wardrobe. So we provide, you know, everyday sleep and play clothes for our families. And it's curated by family. So we have families that, you know, they might ask for a 6 to 12 month capsule to be delivered, but actually, you know, their child on the top is a 12 to 18 months. And on the bottom, they're 6 to 12. Mm-hmm. So customers really get to choose and tell us what they need at that any given point. And then they're able to keep the clothes as long as they need or exchange them as often as they need. So it's really meeting them where they're at, whatever they need at that time, we'll make sure that, you know, that they get. And I think that concept in itself really came from my boys and other families that I know, mm-hmm. Because that is exactly what happened in my house. My youngest son, his legs were much shorter than my older one. And just, we never had the right hand-me-down pants at the right times. And so I was always having to, you know, even though I had hand-me-downs, go out and buy the next set of pants or pajamas or whatever it was to fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now with our solution and our membership, you can fill in the gaps and just tell us, you know what, I only need pants, or I need, you know, whatever it is, and we'll make it happen for you.
That's very thoughtful. Cause I'm like, you know, my two boys, one, you know, jumped, and it's really interesting. Like that first, 15, 16 months, it's like, oh, they're in a 9 month, sleeper. And then all of a sudden they're like 18 months, you know, in a shirt or something like that, or like completely different size bottoms. And so that's kind of awesome that you guys have kind of anticipated that, that parents might need to switch it up a little bit and kind of go a route that might be less typical than how they would typically look for clothes even. Now, one thing I do want to know, you know, because we're in the midst of a holiday season, and, you know, irrespective if we're talking about business ownership or clothing, there is this time of year where I think a lot of us really take a look at what our life has looked like at, up until this point, you know, and that's where we get into traditions. I think some people think about traditions in terms of, well, at least around the holidays, like, oh, we always use this recipe for turkey, or we always use this recipe for ham, or on Christmas Day, we always go to the movies, right?
Yeah.
It's this really unique time of year where we're somehow paying homage to the old and the things that have been with us, but also recognizing that, like, you know, come January 1st, that we're going to switch gears. We're going into brand new year, new season of our life, new traditions, so to speak. How do you bring traditions into your household? How do you instill them in your boys?
Yeah. So I come from a small family, you know, I have two brothers, but we didn't have any cousins or aunts and uncles growing up. Both of my parents are only children. So I think in a lot of ways, coming back from my family, my parents created their own traditions for us. Mm-hmm. We didn't have big family get-togethers and, you know, other things. So we did have specific dates, like the day before Thanksgiving, we always go see a movie, or, you know, one thing that we would always do together. And I think while us and my boys don't necessarily do all of those same things anymore, I think what it has instilled is that you as your own family unit, you as your, you know, mom and dad and raising kids, get to figure out what your traditions are. And I think with this year throwing curveballs left and right at us, it's even more so, I think, just a lesson to say, you know, appreciate and prioritize in your life what those things are and what is important. So I think for my boys, my husband and I, you know, really at the beginning of our relationship decided that family wasn't always blood. It was the people that we love and the people around us. So when we have big get-togethers, or not necessarily this year, it might not be grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles and cousins. It might be our neighbors and our friends down the street, or, you know, friends that don't have any place to go for the holiday. And I think this year that's going to be even more so, because the people that we are potting with, essentially, you know, they're not our family, but we can still make a special holiday around just people that we care about. And I think that's something that we've tried really hard over the years. My boys and I, we've moved around quite a bit and lived in different cities, even though, you know, since they've been born. And I think that's a big tradition, I guess, that we want them to understand, is that it's celebrating the life that you have, and it's celebrating with the people that you care about. And that doesn't necessarily have to mean, you know, the same set of individuals every single year.
I think what's interesting about this year in particular is that in many ways, because so many of us haven't really had access to certain family members, right? Because, you know, whether it's somebody who lives on the other side of the country and maybe your children would typically go see them during the summer, this might be the summer that that didn't happen. It really has forced parents and families to look very differently at what and how to define family, what and how to define close friends, and the type of life experiences that your children get simply by being in proximity to them or not, so to speak. And so what's really great about what I hear in your conversation around what you guys do around your own personal practice, it seems like it mirrors your business a little bit, right? In that you can essentially take bits and pieces of your life experience and bits and pieces of your own traditions and pass them down in the same way that you use or leverage kind of your business model to take and select different pieces of clothing or to accept these pieces of clothing from different families so that they can also be passed down. And those memories that maybe another family or another child had in those clothes can be repurposed and or to be given to another family. You know, and I know after a sweep of your website and also just kind of being a parent myself, that sometimes children don't even get to wear the clothes that we purchase for them because they grow so fast or they don't grow in a way that we anticipate them. And so we end up purchasing or having things that we never quite get to that end up being quite new, but never get a chance to actually get worn out or make it to picture day. I mean, this might be the first year I haven't taken my kids to get professional photos done. You know, usually we would go to JCPenney, but like this is the year where that's not even really an option. And so what's really interesting about this is that you've kind of taken this concept of hand-me-downs or tradition or the passing down of things or this community concept of here are things, here are clothes, so to speak, that our family has used and loved, and we are now going to allow them to be utilized for others as well. I think it's just phenomenal. You know, I don't know if you've ever like been a part of any of the mommy groups, but I know I used to be a part of one a few years back, and they would always have these really cool clothing swaps. Now, I don't know if people are still allowed to do clothing swaps right now. I'm pretty sure you probably can't. But I always remember it being this really cool day where you had all of these bins of clothes. Women could just bring bins and bins, and then, you know, they'd be marked for certain sizes. And you would just go and swap clothes and get what you needed for your littles. But I think now, obviously, during a pandemic, that is no longer the case. And so not only don't you have a place in your local community to go and fellowship or to network or to speak with other women to exchange clothes, but you also don't have a place to let go of your clothes or to pass them along to other families in a way that's really safe. Can you share a little bit with me about the service that your family, or not your family, excuse me, that your business offers in that families can essentially ask you guys for a bag to be sent to them so that they can put their clothes in these bags to send back to your company as a way to kind of do a winter cleaning, but to also be able to repurpose or to share their family's clothing with other families through your business?
Yes, absolutely. So we have something on our website that's called a closet clean out. And one of the things that you were speaking of is that there are often cases where families, you know, babies grow through so quickly, they don't even get a chance to wear the clothing. And so, especially in this time of COVID, where sometimes donation centers or other places aren't accepting clothing at all, we offer almost like a take back program where you sign up on our website, we will send you a prepaid shipping bag. And then you can pile clothes in there. We accept all children's clothing from, you know, any stage up to age 12. And what we do with that clothing is we will try to repurpose it and reuse it to extend the life as long as possible. So if there's clothing that we've received silver labels on that we're able to then put into our capsules and reuse multiple times with families. And if there are clothes in there that are stained or, you know, ready to retire, that's fine as well. We have a partnership with a local business here in Los Angeles as well that is doing upcycling of clothing. So we are really aimed in the sustainability side of extending the life of clothing and diverting from landfill. So I think our partnership and, you know, ability to just get people to help clean out their closet, you can know that it's going to a place where the clothes will really be loved, reused, and then, you know, not thrown out. So I think that's important. And for that program, we do offer credit. So our customers that send us clothing back get a credit towards their next month's subscription, and anybody else gets a credit as well that they can use or gift to someone else.
Now, quick question, because I don't think we've talked about it, but what age ranges of clothing do you accept?
We accept any children's clothing up to age 12.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it went all the way to 12. That's actually pretty cool. Because I think I might have to send you guys some stuff now. I'm like, I know that my children are just like hoarding clothes and hiding them instead of putting them in their drawers. I'm serious. I'm like, you know, spend hours folding and it's like, put it away. And then I don't think it ever makes it to the drawer. And then 4 months later, it's like, oh, it doesn't fit. Well, where was it this entire time? So I certainly think I have some things that I can contribute. Is there anything that you have been low on lately that families, if they have these items that they would want to send to you guys, what items might those be?
Well, our regular circulation of our capsule wardrobes are ages 0 to 4. So anything within that range, we love. But also we're getting ready to launch in 2021 a new product, which is one-time rentals. So like winter coats and, you know, things that you might only need when you maybe go on a vacation to a different climate, or you might need them just for a short season. So we do accept like snow gear, winter jackets, summer gear, anything like that, that, you know, might be out of your ordinary clothing every day. But that is something that we're trying to build up our inventory. So if you do have coats or something that, you know, your kids have only worn for a short period of time, we really welcome those.
Awesome. And I think the last question that most families might have would be, what safety precautions are you guys taking during COVID? So I know that we've talked a little bit about the side of the business where families can essentially send you clothes, but if they wanted to purchase through the website as well, what precautions are you guys taking? Or is there any additional cleaning or procedure that you're taking to make sure that whatever arrives to your customers is safe and clean to wear?
Yes. I mean, that's been something that has been really important to us. One, because some, you know, our clothing is used and we're trying to pass along to families. So we want to make sure that it's clean when the next family receives it. Every single item that comes back to us gets inspected. So we want to see, you know, making sure no staining, no like excessive wear and tear. And then it goes in, we wash everything, every single piece of clothing, and we use like a sensitive skin fragrance-free detergents. And at that point, then everything gets sanitized before it goes into another capsule. So by the time a customer receives it, it's gone through that process before we actually repackaged it. And then by the time it actually gets shipped in the box and, you know, sent to a customer, it's been a significant window of time, sometimes even, you know, weeks if it hasn't gone out. But we do also just, you know, inform our customers, all of the clothes that we send are, you know, machine washable. So just to take extra precaution, although everything's been sanitized, if our customers desire, you know, once they receive the box, they just throw it straight into the laundry. And then you're you know, extra care, you know, sure that nothing's on there.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know we're coming to the end of this episode, but I ask, and I'm curious to see what you're going to say, but if there's one tradition that you are interested in creating as we head into a new year, what would it be and why?
Goodness, that's a really good question. I think one thing that has been a really big challenge or, you know, for me this year is I'm a really social person. You know, we've had to like build a business in the midst of this pandemic. There's a lot of like personal and business decisions that I've had to make this year. And I'm really proud of how well we've grown this business and the community that we're building. And I think the thing I'm most proud about is that I've done it 24/7 in front of my boys. So they see, you know, a mom that is a CEO, that is building something, that is making decisions. And that's something I'm really proud of and being transparent with them about. So I think I've never really done this before with them, or even with my husband. But I think going into a new year and going into the holiday season, having us all just be really mindful of like the action we want to take for the world that we want to live in. And I think this business that I'm creating is about community and about like action on behalf of our planet and not, you know, making sure that we're building a sustainable future. And I want to make sure that every year we're committing to taking action. And I don't know how that's going to look yet, but I hope that that's part of our conversations, you know, over the holiday season, and that we, you know, start January with sort of that renewed spirit, you know, not necessarily for ourselves, but also just the world around us.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being with us here today and for opening up with our audience about your own life experience, telling us a little bit about your family structure growing up. I think it's wonderful when we have guests come on and we get to have these really open, vulnerable conversations, right? Because, you know, part of what has been missing this part of this year, and I think you touched on it there a moment ago, was our inability at times throughout this year to really be social and to make those really unique connections. And so I think for me, in terms of hearing about your business and the structure of it, it's like, man, I really remember getting together with other moms and being able to pass along clothes. Like that was a thing, you know? And so some of these things that we used to be able to do very frequently have gone away or may seriously transform in the next 6 months to a year. And so just to hear you come on and to speak so freely about this, and for you to have developed a business, like you said, during a pandemic that allows families to kind of pass on these traditions, so to speak, that is not only beneficial in passing along of clothing in this case to other families, but the fact that you will also help them to clear away the clothing and the things or the traditions, if you want to look at it that way, from their homes to make room for the new year, new age, new clothing size, what mm-hmm. have you. I think it's just a tremendous thing. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, to all of our listeners at home, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Parent Pod. If you'd like to get more information on Lauren or Rent-A-Romper, feel free to check the show notes, where we will include the details to their website as well as their social media handles. Until next time, thank you for listening.